The Undersized Basketball Podcast, talking hoops from coast to coast.
We're joined today by Roger Moreland, Performance Director for British Basketball. Thanks for checking in on what's been a pretty tough day for British Basketball.
Yeah, no problem, Cameron. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.
Obviously, in reaction to today's funding cuts, what's your view on UK sports decision?
It's probably moved through the day from desperate disappointment earlier when we got the decision to one of frustration and probably now anger and irritation, quite honestly.
Okay, and obviously we've had our funding reduced to zero today. Going forwards, what's the future for British basketball in terms of performance sport, but also the sort of grassroots level and having kids enjoy playing basketball?
Well, I mean, I think grassroots, let's start at the other end first of all. Grassroots level, you know, there's some real myths that have to be dispelled, and one of them I've heard today is that basketball needs to build up its participation base. Well, yeah, I agree, but it's doing it from a base which is bigger than rugby union and cricket, and that's not me guessing. That's Sport England's Active People Survey, which says we're the number two team sport to football for played by people aged 14 and over, and on that basis, it makes us the largest team sport, Olympic team sport, played at participation level. So, you know, we obviously need to do more to grow the numbers even more, but it's a big sport already at that level. In terms of funding for national teams, Great Britain teams, for example, I really think what this highlights is a bigger issue than simply the UK sport issue. What it highlights is that there's a gap in the funding system, and that was also focused on by a House of Lords Select Committee report last November, which said that the UK sport funding system was biased against team sports and emerging sports. In my book, basketball sits in both of those camps. So really, politically now, it has to be looked at. You know, UK sports system has worked in terms of producing medals, but it doesn't fit all. It doesn't fit everything. And a sport like basketball, which has improved so much over the years, which has achieved so much over the last 7 years, just falls down that gap, and that has to be fixed.
Okay, and going forwards for the national squad, how did British basketball propose to deal with that situation when there isn't any money involved from UK sport?
Cameron, sorry, you faded away from me.
Going forwards, how does British basketball deal with the national squads now? Obviously, there's no funding from UK sport. How will the national squads be able to function?
We've got to have a, you know, as well as reacting today, we've now got to have a real good look at what we do, particularly towards this summer. We've managed our finances well. We've managed them prudently. However, there's no denying that when you take away 1.6, 1.7 million that we would get annually normally, that's a hole that we have to try and fix. So the objective for the senior teams is to get to Eurobasket 2015 for both the men and the women, and we have to now look at how we can do that with far less money than we had previously. We just need to take a little bit of time to have a look about what that means as far as the shape of the programmes.
Okay, and for obviously the way that UK sport are looking at it is on sort of medal potential. Going forwards, do you think British basketball can sort of make UK sport see that we are a competitive basketball team and that we're playing in one of the most competitive sports in the terms of USA, Spain, Argentina are all sort of taking part in the Olympics? It's not necessarily realistic that we're going to get a medal, but we can compete.
Well, we think that what's happened over the last few years is that at every stage we've faced perceptions and barriers that have had to be broken down. We've achieved more. I remember 6 or 7 years ago when people were saying we'll never put a competitive team out at the Olympic Games, and there we were losing by 1 point to Spain in the Olympic Games. If that had been 1 point the other way, Spain would not have qualified from our group. We would, and Spain went on to win the silver medal. You know, the women lost to France, the silver medalist in the women's competition, with a three-pointer on the last shot of the game, and then lost again. They had a three-pointer in overtime to win the game, the French. So, you know, here we are breaking through performance barriers, proving we can play on the world stage. Doing that in the equivalent time that it takes to go from League Two to the Champions League in football, that's what we've achieved. And yet we constantly seem to have to overcome barriers which are not created anywhere else in the world for us. We just get encouragement and people wanting us to continue to improve and to achieve things. All the barriers are created in our own country. I find that incredible.
Okay, and obviously you talk about the barriers that have been sort of put up. Over the last 7 years, you've overcome a lot of those barriers. Is this just another step for British basketball to sort of take it as a chip on the shoulder and go forwards as they have done before and prove people wrong?
Listen, I'm a born and bred Scouser. I don't give up easily, and I know the people in basketball don't give up easy. You know, we've got to look at whatever we can to try and continue this journey. It presents another big challenge. Overcoming challenges is what we've been about. Overcoming challenges and moving forward is what we'll be about in the future.
Okay, and the sort of reaction from just the fans, the media, everyone involved in the British basketball community, does that sort of give you confidence that although UK Sport aren't giving you their backing, that you've got plenty of support from other people?
The support from the basketball community last year, to be honest, I'm not at all surprised to see it when I look at the social media and everything that's being said. When you look at the situation which arose last year, it demonstrated, A, the size of the sport, and secondly, what people feel and how they want the game to grow together as one. So the support from the basketball community is by no means a surprise. It's fantastically valuable, and I hope together that we can turn around these disappointments, which frankly are unjustified for the sport.
Okay. And have you had a chance to speak to Joe Prunty about it at all, head coach of the men?
I was speaking to Joe today as well. I mean, you know, Joe is a fantastically committed coach. He finds it incredible that we're going through this situation. He's been about the growth of the basketball family last year. He made a huge impact when he was here, and he's not saying anything other than, guys, we've got to do the very best we can to get through to Eurobasket 2015 next year. So he's just disappointed, as we all are, but you know, Joe is has created a fantastic atmosphere that I know the players have bought into, and I want to move on with it.
And going into the summer qualifications for Eurobasket, does the funding decision today, does that affect whether you guys will be able to have Lou Aldang, Joe Freeland come back from the NBA to take part?
I hope not, but it's far too early to be able to say anything on that. We've got to have a real good look at what we've got for the summer, and indeed one never knows. I think that somewhere out there is a basketball enthusiast who just wants to see the game grow, and if they want to join us on a real fantastic journey through to 2020, wouldn't it be great to come on board with us? So, 30 days, you know, we want to see everybody on board, and we hope that we can overcome the challenges in front of us.
Okay, and again, just looking at Eurobasket again for the qualifications, are you confident that yesterday's draw is a good one for GB, and do you think it's something that's realistic to go to Eurobasket 2015?
Well, I mean, look, every European game is a tough game. We will approach every game in the summer with the professionalism that we do all the time. We will take every game seriously, and we're confident of being able to progress into Eurobasket 2015 next year.
Okay, thanks for your time today with Tub Podcast, and obviously good luck going forwards in the future.
Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate
it. It's obviously been a tough day today for British basketball and British basketball fans. We'd like to hear what you guys think of UK Sports' decision and the whole funding announcement that happened today, but also the Eurobasket qualification group that was announced yesterday for Great Britain. So get in contact with us on Twitter @TubPodcast and like us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast.